On paper, it looks like a battle to the death. Legacy insurers like State Farm facing off against a wave of tech startups looking to disrupt their entire business model. It's Airbnb versus hotels or Uber versus cabs all over again. But Satadru Sengupta doesn't consider what he's doing as disrupting the insurance industry. He thinks he's helping. Sengupta is an Illinois State University graduate. He's back on campus for a speech this week and tells GLT's Ryan Denham there's no inherent conflict between insurtech and legacy insurers.
But the conflict starts when we say that insurance industry is broken. We are there to fix it. People make this very interesting comment. Insurance industry is not broken. As a, like, again, I'm saying this very simple fact. State Farm, every single day, pays more than $150 million to the society as a form of claims payment. So something is working right then. So the whole idea is that when you are bringing this platform, we have to think that how that would be helping consumer, that would be the first question, and then how this would be helping insurance company and ourselves and all the stakeholders that are involved. That's when you have a business. That's when we can work together. And another thing that we always coin is called good profit, doing well, doing good. So as we do good as an insurance company, insurtech company, we have to keep in mind that what is the best thing for consumer. If we can make them happy, business will be there. So that's how we think about it.
What is insurtech? How would you define that concept?
Insurtech, the way we are defining it, there are definitely various definitions, but insurance is a very complex operations and business. What really happened that in the last several years, we have technologies available to us that we can solve certain very old problem in a very new way. Right. For example, we have Internet of Things, smart home. People are using Nest. People are wearing Apple Watch, Fitbit. Those are allowing us to rethink insurance in a different way. And as we do that, we are figuring out that there are these companies, small companies, they are solving not all problems that insurance is facing, but one particular problem very, very well. And as they do that, we are calling them insurance technology company or insurtech companies.
So your company, Halos Insurance, is one of these insurtech startups. So what is Halos? What are you working on?
Right. So we are actually working on a very interesting problem called loss preventive insurance. We are starting with property insurance, and we are using modern technologies like smart, things like, Nest and different kind of digital platforms so that you can take a picture of certain things. So if you have a water breakage at your home or there is a leaning branch of tree, a tree that is kind of leaning on the roof that you have to cut. So you can use our platform to take picture of that. And with a click of a button, an arborist will come and cut it for you. And by doing so, you can actually maintain your house in a continuous fashion. So as a insurtech company, we are giving you risk insights to tell you the story that what are the things that can happen to your house, and we are making it super easy for you to actually get a service provider who can come and fix it for you. And by doing so, we are doing a very important thing, that is we are preventing losses. And loss prevention is a beautiful thing because it's a win-win for customer as well as insurance company. If loss does not happen, insurance company don't have to pay. So it increases their profitability. And if loss does not happen, then consumer actually have a better experience because loss is not good for anyone. Like if we have a fire at home, we get money from insurance company, but that is not really giving us our old house back, the old memories back.
When do you expect to launch your first product and actually have something out for the public?
Yeah, so we are launching in later this month in D.C. We are headquartered in Washington, D.C., so D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. But at the same time, we are partnering with Home Advisor, which is the largest network of service provider. So that will give us allowance of work in any part of the country. So we are working with two largest insurance companies right now, beginning to give them a demo and discussing proof of concept. And then over time, we'll be working with every insurance company in this country.
So you're obviously not the only one in this insurtech space, as we've discussed. A bunch of companies, all with kind of interesting names that are sort of hard to suss out in terms of what they do. But some of the more well-known ones would be Lemonade, mm-hmm. Snapsheet, yep. LeaseLock, to name a few. Have any of these companies broken through to the mainstream in any kind of big way yet, or are they generally still at a pretty small stage and still developing?
So that's a terrific question in the sense that I actually came from insurance industry, right? So I started with Deloitte Consulting Insurance Practice right after Illinois State, and then I went to the PhD program at GW, and then I worked at Liberty Mutual for 4 years in Boston, then moved to AIG after financial crisis. So I'm kind of an insider, so I kind of understand what are the things. I have the historical context. practice. That drove me actually to start my own company. So my opinion to that question would be there is an enormous business that is happening. So State Farm has 17% of the market share. If you translate that State Farm every single day pays close to $150 million to $200 million to the society every single day. So that's the amount of claims that State Farm alone pays to the society. So if you think about that machinery, if you think about that huge mechanism that every single large insurance companies are doing, it's not really possible that to build a business that in a matter of 2 years or 3 years will kind of, you know, transform that or do more than that. We can get more excited about startups, but at the end of the day, that the contribution that, like, you know, all these insurance companies are making in the society, that's enormous. So that's why I do not like the word disruption. So we believe in this whole idea of open architecture model, or InsurTech are there to actually make the, like, you know, this whole ecosystem better. If you ask me in a single line what Hello's Insurance is doing, we are complementing rarely used and the reactive insurance with a proactive everyday solution, right? So this complementing notion is very, very important. So that would be my opinion. So we have seen a very positive growth or very positive movement in the insurance industry because of the InsurTech. But at the same time, we should not expect that one of these InsurTech will become the top 10 writer in the next few years. That is not possible, literally, because insurance is a very complex business and we just do not grow. We grow profitably. That's where things become very, very difficult.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm in studio with Shatadru Sengupta, an ISU alum and founder and CEO of Halos Insurance, an InsurTech startup. Shatadru, your company, Halos, was part of MetLife's digital accelerator program for startups. Other legacy insurers have done similar things. State Farm last year announced this $100 million venture capital initiative that was going to invest in tech startups, also experimenting with its own InsurTech affiliate in Rhode Island. That's called the High Road. It's, you know, basically insurance by app. So how are big insurers generally handling these relationships with InsurTech companies?
Everyone is doing it in a different way, right? So like MetLife started the accelerator program along with Techstars. Similarly, American Family is the first one that should come in our mind because they started it very early. And one of the great companies like Ring, which was later bought by Amazon, that was actually they invested very early. One thing that they do very well is the seed funding. They invest very early on because insurance companies have tremendous amount of knowledge. So unlike the institutional VCs also have a very structured way of understanding business and everything. But insurance companies are sitting on this enormous knowledge for a long period of time. So when they are starting these corporate ventures, they have a big advantage of understanding what was missing and what these companies are bringing. Advantage is basically there, so they can invest very early on. All of these companies are either in the form of the venture capital fund or in the form of accelerator program or one way or the other, they are getting involved.
That's Illinois State University alum Shatadru Sengupta, the founder and CEO of Halos Insurance, with GLT's Ryan Denham. He spoke this week at ISU to students and faculty in the actuarial program.